This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Here we go, Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for making us part of it. We'll do a proper round tripper here, get you some baseball news in a few minutes. But we got a late start on today's show after the Rangers drug farther into the afternoon than we had anticipated and then gave up the lead in the ninth inning. So we really didn't get a chance to talk much Cowboys practice like we'd anticipated. It was their last practice of Oxnard, California. They're coming on back. And, you know, some interesting takeaways from today's practice. Brian, did anything in particular jump out to you that you want to talk about?
Yeah, and I was just talking to somebody in the front office about it. It looked like to me just watching Guyton on the bands, you know, that the way that he was moving and stuff, we always talk like the offensive lineman, the kick, the slide, the stuff, the lateral movement stuff. He looked like he was doing pretty well on that. And that my guy said, yeah, no, he is far ahead of where he should be at this time. So
that's awesome.
Keep your fingers crossed for that one. I also noticed Dak threw an interception on the red zone.
The Sam Williams one?
Yeah,
Sam Williams.
Did you see how they played the coverage?
They dropped Sam, didn't they?
They what they call fire zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're playing down on the goal line and they dropped Ezeraku and Sam both and then blitzed inside. They picked it up and Dak just I wonder if he thought that Sam and Ezeraku
he never looked off from Holden.
He never looked up. Down. It's just like that he didn't see. It's like, all right, I'm gonna go right here with the ball. But that was just fire zone. That was just double drop the ends and blitz the middle. They picked it up. It's a shame that he didn't.
I mean, the return was awesome from Sam, but that's the consistent problem over the middle of the field there for Dak when he turns it over.
Well, down the red zone, that's not good down there either. But also, too, it did look like that Holden made a couple of different plays and practice and stuff like that.
Phil Maffa. Another good day for Phil Maffa.
Yep.
Yeah, that one's fun. I like the Phil Maffa love because if the pass protection stuff we're hearing about him, the dirty yard stuff, you know, that obviously we saw on Saturday night is there, that would be exciting. You know, I am battling people right now on Twitter on the Dak interception stuff. I think it's a very legitimate story with 23 and 15 in 2022, 15 interceptions in 12 games in 2022. You guys know the context. I mean, 2023 was great with the 36 and 9 touchdowns, runner-up MVP, but last year in the games played, it was 11 and 8. He could have had 16 or 18 interceptions last year if he had played out the entire season. And I don't know why, you know, we're seeing so many more of them. I guess defenses are figuring out how you play that game that Eberflus played today.
Yeah.
You know, send a linebacker or a safety, an extra defender into space that maybe Dak's not going to be aware of. And if you undercut the route, it might be a free pick six.
I just don't know if, you know, like sometimes pre-snap, you got to account for. You got to be able to say, okay, this is the look I studied all week. This is the look we practiced. You know, sometimes they'll throw you a curveball in there, but that one seems pretty elementary to me. That to make that throw, you know, if you're gonna get, you know, a drop guy, we've seen interceptions before. I'm trying to remember the game where there was a drop in that got him. Was it Lions?
Might have been the Eagles. Was it Sweat?
Did Hutchinson get him one time?
Like in a
drop. I mean, I'll have to look it up.
But I remember Sweat returning something for a touchdown. I don't know if it was a fumble or an interception.
It might have been a tipped, like he's throwing the ball away. But
yeah.
But yeah, that's when you got to be able to kind of account for guys and like say, okay, they're giving me this look, and I think he just kind of assumed that he was going to get Sam and Ezeraku up the field, and that wasn't the case at all.
You know, I think this is why I've thought it's so important to try to develop a dominant running game, and maybe they've spent enough draft resources, it just hasn't come around, you know, other than the running back. But I feel like you have to command the respect of the defense towards your run in order to get favorable looks. Otherwise, they're going to figure out ways to sit, and defenders are not going to be picked up in the visual field from Dak Prescott for whatever reason.
I wonder if he struggles with the defenders that are at line of scrimmage to linebacker level. Do you think? I mean, you know, if the secondary stuff, I know Hooker had an interception there yesterday, and that was Tolbert across the field, and it got jumped. But I wonder if it kind of like we've seen interception for him. If the ones that are like that, you could kind of say on him, other ones we've seen have been tipped, you know, balls.
Oh, yeah, fall down guys.
Yeah, fall down guy, tip ball, seam pass, you know, that kind of stuff. But the ones he kind of struggles with, I'd like to know the depth of his career, where the majority of his interceptions come from. Is it something that is line of scrimmage to 5 to 7 yards deep? You know, because
I think there's plenty in that 7 to 20 yard range as well.
He doesn't pick. It doesn't.
I think
like
it comes down
up.
To him looking at a receiver, waiting for the curl or the hitch to come back, and he wants to release it right when the guy is turning. So I think he's looking at the target, waiting for the perfect moment, and in that half second, that's when linebackers and safeties can undercut and have themselves a chance at a pick. And I don't know if it matters where exactly on the field it is. Micah Parsons was asked, if he was going to talk today, as he left the practice facility for the final time in Oxnard, said nope, lips are sealed. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones saying we got a game coming up and he is under contract. Where's this story go from here, guys? What's your guts telling you?
I mean, right now, when we talked to Stephen Jones, it seemed like he was very okay with letting this thing ride and then you possibly tag him. Jerry today with those comments did not sound like he was really pushing to get something done. So I don't know. I was pretty hopeful that this thing would get done here within the next 10 days or so he can start getting ready to play against the Eagles. I'm feeling very doubtful. I think we might be going into the season and they're going to say, Micah, you're under contract. Your move.
What I'm thinking is it's going to take Micah telling his agent, I'm just going to take what they're offering me. I want the long-term security now. But like the way Jerry answered this today was bizarre. He was asked, what's preventing the team from talking with Micah? Again, really nothing. And then Todd said, why don't you talk then? He said, nothing would be that. We might or might not talk. The rest of that gets into what we do every day. Yeah. It's just a nonsense sandwich there in his answer. I think he's got no intent right now. I think this is personal. And I think this is different from all the other holdouts at this point, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it is a little bit more personal because Jerry feels like they got the deal done back on the practice fields in the springtime. And then you also have Micah demanding a trade and saying, I don't want to be a Dallas Cowboy anymore. Yeah. Now he's walking around and he needs to have his jersey on and he's just halfway wearing it around his neck. Like it's definitely personal, and you could sense it when we were just around Jerry briefly at the party in Oxnard. Like he was not happy about any of this, and he felt like he was going to be indignant about the fact that no, we had a deal and now I don't even know if I want to go back to the original deal.
Well, the latest valuation deal is out from Sportico. Put your Cowboys at $12.8 million. Last year, they were the first team to cross $10 billion. it jumps 28% a year, like the, or I guess it has over the last year, at least by Sportico's estimation. It's probably worth significantly more than that. The average NFL team is worth $7 billion, up 20% from a year ago. The 32 franchises are collectively worth $228 billion, including team-related businesses and real estate. You know, this one is just fascinating to me, that the business side of it. And then, you know, what Brian said yesterday on the show, you know, as far as where the Cowboys' cash flow is, right? They have all this money inside the value of the team, but, you know, what is their cash flow looking like? So, you know, I was looking for, you know, some more information on this. And then I remember back in January, he said, if you really knew my score sheet, you'd see I've taken more risk in the last 5 years than all my life put together. And we said, what could he possibly mean by that? But it's a business angle, right? And what we're going to find out, I think, is that all of his businesses that Jerry Jones has, while he's worth a ton on paper, like 12.8, a lot of them are wrapped in debt. And he's using businesses to finance the purchase of other businesses, right? And what that does is it creates a tremendous amount of debt that you have to service, and a tremendous amount of money that has to keep coming in order to pay those bills while you're also trying to be profitable, right? And this happens with a ton of businesses where you're constantly operating in profit and debt, and you know, you just see the movie Succession, and it's crazy how these billionaires with empires can be put under such significant financial pressure. And I don't imagine there's any way that their day-to-day cash flow operations are impacted by what I just explained right there. But I'm fascinated to find out to what extent are the Joneses feeling financial pressure, because one of their major holdings is a $3 billion energy company called Comstock.
Yeah.
Today, its stock crashed another 25%. It was $10 like 8 months ago. Today, it was $2.30. Yesterday, I think it peaked at close to $4. You know, so as you have these now on a $3 billion deal, just to service the debt, it's about $100 million a year.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you look at what is the Jones family bringing in. Jerry owns 51% of it. He's getting about $200 million a year. Half of that $200 million, you could look at it that way, was to service the debt on one of his businesses from last year. You know. So I think there are a lot of behind the scene. And it was very interesting you said that yesterday, Brian. So I went home and researched it. He did sell a significant portion of his Legends holdings.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's good news, because at one point it looked like he could be on the hook for a significant amount of interest payments on that as well. So, you know, I do wonder how much cash flow is limiting their ability to write nine-figure checks to escrow to guarantee those portions of the contracts that are fully guaranteed. Yeah. And we just saw the Mavs and Lakers sell, both of them, because they couldn't afford the Luka contract.
Sure.
This is Cuban and long-term owners of the Lakers.
Yeah.
The contracts have gotten so big now that the cash flow really can only be handled by much bigger billionaires, by sovereign wealth, by oil money, like Saudi oil money, not American oil money, and by hedge funds. You know, and I think they're taking over sport. I just never thought that it could impact the Jones family because of how much money they're bringing in, until the light was turned on that they have so much debt that they have to service, Brian.
Yeah, I'd like to see, what was the total number for the sale of the NFL Network to ESPN? Was that $3 billion?
Well, they gave, all I saw was a percentage.
So
yeah, they got like a 10% of ESPN.
So they got 10% of that. I would like to see, because Jerry, I know, is on the NFL committee for that, for the NFL Network.
That's estimated to be $2.2 billion.
And that's going to be divided to 32 teams. So what is that? What are we doing with the quick math on that? If anybody,
$700 million maybe.
What is
no?
That?
That's too much. Is 70 that, million? 100 million?
There you go. I mean, it's like I say. There was a push to get this done. You know, and so you wonder if, like, okay, would this, does Jerry look at this as a way to get some cash, some, you know, some more funds into the bank? So if each team is getting, like I say, what is it?
It's just under $69 million.
Okay. So yeah, $69 million immediately goes in everybody's bank account for the sale of, or the partial sale of the NFL Network, that pays some bills, you know? And so why would the NFL want to give up their own network like that? You know, I think that Jerry had some pushing going on here, trying to get that done.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I'd heard just on a couple of occasions over the years that, you know, with any mom and pop operation in sports, cash flow can become an issue depending on, you know, how big a year you had, how much profit you have. And I think nobody would be surprised if you found out, hey, the Bengals, you know, but the Cowboys earned so much money. But I think the thing is like Jerry can't get the wildcatter out of them. You know, he's like, cool, I have $100 million. Watch me try to 10x this on a stock, or watch me try to flip this into another business that does this. Yeah. And if those investments don't perform well, you know, now your plans for the future, I think, can be significantly impacted. So, you know, maybe it's time to consider moving 10% of, like the Eagles did, just to free up cash.
Is that a one-time thing, Dawson, in your research? Have you learned? Yeah. Is that a one-time thing?
Okay, so yes, that is for a 10% sale to private ownership with no voting power. Well, that's what the NFL allowed in this new deal. You could still sell a portion of your team to somebody, but they will get voting power inside the ownership group. But you can sell one time up to 10% of it. And the NFL did this for all teams to give them liquidity.
Yeah.
So let's not say that this is just a Jerry Jones thing, but it's a league-wide thing that might be exacerbated by you treating the stock market and the oil and gas industry like it's your personal casino with billions of dollars. Yeah. You know, and if those things start to go tease up, now all of a sudden you aren't the richest team. You are just another team, right, that is having cash flow issues that the NFL is, you know, given this special exemption to sell 10% to infuse that liquidity. I would wonder, though, if they sold, would he use that for contracts? Would he take that 10% out of the team and use it for contracts? No, he would not. He would buy real estate and oil and gas and, you know, maybe another entertainment brand or something like that. So it's fun. I don't think like Denzel had the great interview a couple of days ago talking about Jerry's just worried about his money. Right now, he's not watching it all stack like, this is great, look at all my money. He is like under pressure businessman right now, trying to keep all these different balls in the air while he waits for the investments that he's made to hit that's going to give him the ability to bail out. But I tell you what, production slows down, stock gets crushed even more. I think things could get interesting, and you know, I'll continue to see what I can find on that story. In addition to the finest coming up next, Chief, where are you taking us?
Three bets for the Cowboys that ESPN thinks we should be making. That's next year. And
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The nation. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. A segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. Yeah, the people, the texters, the tweeters, they're hearing my DAC concern about his interceptions from camp in two out of the last 3 years. And they're like, well, what about 2023? He was runner-up for MVP, you idiot. Well, I'll tell you about 2023, okay? You had Tyron Smith find the fountain of youth and played 13 great games. He was an all-pro and gave you great protection at left tackle, and Zach Martin was still playing at a high level. Dak Prescott requires elite offensive line play. Okay. He has lived in a fantastic incubator that has allowed you, Cowboys superfan Dak Stan, to believe he's amazing, right? But he's just average. And now with his surroundings below average, you are probably plunged into him leading the NFL in either interceptions or turnover worthy plays. You know, it's kind of hard to predict. Here's the Chief with some more sports.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something to be concerned about. And when the passing attempts go up and up and up in a particular game, you're going to make that mistake. And honestly, most quarterbacks are. Yeah. That's kind of the deal.
Good as Pat Mahomes is, the two Super Bowls he lost, why'd they lose? His offensive line was terrible. So even the best of the best, I mean, you've got to have a good offensive line more often than not. Joe Burrow is the only outlier that I've ever seen even be able to get as far as he did with one of historically the worst offensive lines. Quarterbacks need protection.
For sure, for sure. And hopefully this Cowboys offensive line will get it done at a high level this year. I have three Cowboys bets that a gentleman at ESPN thinks we should be taking. I'll get y'all's thoughts on that here in just a second. But I did see that we are 29 days away for Cowboys opening night in Filthy. 57 days until Stars opening night in Winnipeg. 68 days until Mavs opening night versus San Antonio. That's where we stand, ladies and gentlemen. And, man, I think we're all going to lose whatever type of respect that we were going to have or that we've had for years with the Steelers. Seeing Nico Harrison swing through.
And talk with Aaron.
And chop it up at the Steelers facility.
Yeah.
I don't know if they brought him in to speak to the team or if he was just there observing practice, but he was certainly sitting in the Steelers cafeteria hanging out with some coaches and with Aaron Rodgers. Just a meeting of the minds. And it's funny because he's talking and all their faces in the photo, they all just look like they're talking to the dumbest person in the world.
Man,
it's really the perfect freeze frame.
So you trade Luka for what?
I just love how consistent it is. I mean, if you were great in sports in 2012 and you're old and broken down now, you know, you're Nico's guy. He's going on a tour of seeing all of his guys that were amazing 13 years ago.
He loves these dudes, man. He really does. How about Lamar Jackson officially dropping his trademark lawsuit against the real number 8, Troy Aikman? Well, I can't believe he was doing this.
That was a weird lawsuit.
It was weird, especially after we found out that his plans were to switch to number 1.
Yeah.
Or number 0, whichever it was, after he wins the Super Bowl. It's like, dude, you're not even that locked into 8.
Cart before the horse on that one.
I just think great players, they think that nobody was that great before them, and they're going to be great forever. So it's probably confusing to him that somebody else, you know, thinks they'd been a great number 8. So what, Aikman launched the 8 beer? He's like, I'm going to need a piece of that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I'm the real number 8.
He thought it was going to be confusing to customers who were looking to buy Lamar's apparel and whatever else he's got for
sale. I think the judges made a pretty big ruling against him recently, so he backed out of this with prejudice, which I believe he will never reopen.
Yes. Yeah, it was with prejudice. So that's all Much to Do About Nothing now, and the 8 beer can live on forever.
Is it a good beer?
It's a good beer, man.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it actually is.
Crushing them?
Yeah.
It's
tastes just like no shortcuts, excuses.
No, it's a...
and I don't feel guilty.
That's light.
Yeah.
It's an easy drinking beer.
It's really good fishing.
Like I'm going to be abbed up after, you know?
Yeah.
Because if Troy can keep his abs and drink the beer, you know?
Yeah, he's the perfect, he's like, shredded. He doesn't have to hire out other celebrities to promote it. Like, all he has to do is do the shirtless thing.
He's doing shirtless photo shoots on the rocks, bro. Yeah. On big, giant rocks. Shirtless photo shoots. He's like 60.
With his 29-year-old smoke.
What are we talking about,
just getting
bro?
Getting it done at a high level.
Just got to, cycle for about an hour and a half a day?
Yeah.
Work out from in 2 hours or so.
And have like 6 ounces of salmon as the only thing you consume.
Yeah. Emphasis on cycle.
But it is good. Where did we have it? We had some cold 8 beers. Was that at the Hurtado Love of the Star podcast extravaganza? Yeah,
that's exactly right.
And the 8 beers showed up.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Well, I remember we were over here at the tavern, like one of the first shows we ever did together.
Oh,
like,
that's
he was
right.
on that tour and he came by and he was that handing was them out to
Bar Louie.
Bar Louie.
That was one of our first
that's
shows.
When he actually was handing us out cold beers.
Yeah.
With the most vascular forearms you've ever seen in your life.
I know. I've asked about Tyler Smith. He's like, yeah, don't ask me about Tyler Smith. I don't pay attention to the draft. I'll wait and see these guys when they play on Sundays.
I love it, man. That's my number 8 right there. Okay, we have 3 bets that ESPN is telling us we should be jumping
on right now for the Cowboys. ESPN's getting in the bookie game, dude.
They sure are.
ESPN bet.
ESPN bet.
Jinx,
you need to consider these.
Sponsorship opportunities.
Just something to consider.
Just consider.
Cowboys over 7.5 wins. Now, that's at a -145. That's the favorite.
I went 9.
It's no bet.
You went nine. Broadus thinks they're going to win 9 football games this year.
I'm thinking offense is going to just find it, and it's going to be shootout games every week. It's going to be like watching Ranger baseball.
I can see it.
Be like, just like Cincinnati last year.
Some days you're just so happy, and then the next week you're like, they had a drive with minute 30 and got beat.
Except it'll be the reverse because the Cowboys offense is going to be doing the heavy lifting.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to, it's going to be one of those things.
I don't know, man. I think the schedule's a little tough. We just saw.
Oh, no, you're probably right.
We just saw the depth.
I could pivot to the draft real quick.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I did it last November.
You set a record last year, right?
I did.
Pivoting after Thanksgiving.
I pivoted November 1st. No, actually, November 1st.
Oh, November.
I pivoted
November 1st.
I went 4 weeks early.
We can't be having that this year.
No, I hope
they got to get us to Thanksgiving this year.
I'm hitting the over on that as long as Dak's healthy.
You went over on that?
Yeah, I mean Dak's never had a losing record when he's been healthy the full season.
I'm going to go 9-8.
They won 7 games last year. They weren't very good, and you had to back up. I think they could at least get to 8, and that'd get you the win. That hit the over.
Yeah, it's all you need. I mean, you don't even have to be a .500 football team.
I think they'll be at least 8-9.
I think that's my prediction, 8-9, which makes it too close to call right now. I just stay away from that ESPN. I appreciate the invitation.
Shoddy needs a winning season. And if it's 9 wins, he needs that so people are not riding him about having so much fun out there and all that stuff and music and ping pong tables and all that
backwards
stuff.
Visors.
Yeah.
And free throw competitions.
Yeah. He does not need to hear all that.
Crawfish boils.
He did not need to hear that from Chiafalo in the spring, you know? I give him 1 more year. All that crap they tried to pull. I was out there watching practice. The music was so damn loud I couldn't think, you know.
I actually really got a kick out of the music, man. I appreciate it.
You said crawfish boils and visor's hat backwards?
Yeah.
Is that an SEC situation we're talking about?
No. It
just means more.
Where's the sweater vest?
It just means more.
Some boat shoes, fam.
Where's the boat shoes, bro?
It just means more.
2 polos on.
Yeah,
exactly.
And the Sperry's.
Yeah. Sperry's, baby.
Man, that was my life.
Cowboys to make the playoffs.
Oh, wow. This is a plus something.
Is ESPN trying to ball sack people?
They're trying to get people to bet
it. It's not a playoff team.
Now, this is at +210. So you're definitely going to get a much better return on your investment than just hitting the over of 7.5 wins.
I think I'd rather roll -210. You know, whatever the no is on that, Cowboys to miss the playoffs, what is it, 250 to make a hundo?
That feels like a lock.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cowboys to miss the playoffs because you got to think you got to win 10 games.
You have to be able to win 10 games.
That's going to be tough.
I mean, I guess Minnesota and Chicago is having quarterback issues.
The NFC is just not overwhelmingly good. And I'm the Eagles.
I mean, the league's just not overwhelmingly good.
They're going to bring it back. The AFC's got some really solid teams.
If you were to guess, well, Chuck, would you say they'd be the sixth seed in this thing?
Yeah, I think maybe the sixth or the seventh. Yeah. Like, I'm not. Yes. And honestly, this year in the NFC.
Oh, I forgot about the seven. Okay.
Maybe nine and eight gets you in there as the seven seed.
The NFC does feel a little wide open.
Yeah, and the NFC North could just beat each other up a little bit. I mean, what happens with San Francisco? Do they? I mean, I think they're going to be better than others think, but then again.
Under.
Can they stay healthy? Can they? I don't know. Combine Sam Darnold in Seattle?
Hey, man, San Francisco's got like the easiest schedule in the sport this year. They're going to be able to, do some stuff, but I don't see them being Super Bowl contenders anymore, that's for sure. Now, the other bet that ESPN is alleging we should all be throwing some money on is George Pickens. How about this? Over 800.5 receiving yards.
Lock it up.
I would go over on
it's
that.
It's a mortgage payment right there.
I would absolutely go over. Now, it's a heavy favorite to go over, minus 135.
Okay.
But.
I'll give you the under.
But, like, 800 yards should really happen.
Now, let's not forget how good CeeDee Lamb is, guys.
Pretty easily.
That ball can only go around so much.
You're going to have 2,000-yard receivers.
They'll have 20 touchdowns for Pickens, 2,000 yards for
both, for sure.
Yeah. What is that, 45 yards a game?
Dude, he's gonna have a 45-yard catch in a lot of these
games. 45 yards. Boom, we're done.
Yeah. I mean, he had 18 yards a grab 2 years ago.
Yeah, from Pickett.
Shoot. That's a lock right there.
That guy can play.
Finally, I thought ESPN
Eric.
Was.
Pick it.
Now, this was fortuitous, serendipitous, whatever you want to call it. This found me more than I found it, but I felt like it was apropos for the season.
What are you doing, bro?
That we are in right now.
What are all those words?
I would like to take you to local British news where old wise folks are giving advice to this generation.
Oh, I love
it. Got any advice for the younger generation?
Quit being offended by everything and learn to take a fucking joke, you absolute wet wipes.
Any advice for the younger generation?
Grow some balls, get a job, and stop being such snowflakes. It's embarrassing.
Now, again, that found me, okay? That found me.
I just see how.
Felt like it made a lot of sense.
Yes.
Eric.
Right smack dab in your algorithm, just finding you.
Nothing
to do with your own actions.
I had no idea why that found me the way it did, but it did.
As you're hammering the follow on MAGA of Europe accounts.
Based.
I've been hit with that a lot. Damn, dog, you're based.
Based, bro.
All right, I guess I am. Okay, how do you think Rowdy would feel if Mike Leach was his coach all some years ago? Here's a throwback clip.
We failed to get through to him as coaches. We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear, which is how great you are and how easy it's going to be and how, we had a whole bunch of people. Everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game.
Pretty disrespectful stuff there. Don't know how his players were able to show up to practice the next day.
Man, that's classic football coach stuff, though. You know, I feel like you maybe get several speeches like that from at least one member of the coaching staff throughout the year, but just so rarely at a press conference.
Right. Yeah. Well,
can anybody ever pinpoint the fat little girlfriend?
It sounded like there was multiple of them.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like he was talking about the offensive line.
Mississippi State, or were we at Tech?
No, he was at Tech.
It's got to be Mississippi State, bro.
Oh, dude, those girls spend a lot of time at Chewy's in Lubbock.
Oh, okay.
There is some of that. Oh. Yeah.
I thought that Raider rash keep you lean on that penicillin and everything.
Lean, fine machines there.
Two forces working against each other.
The LBK.
And then, hey, shout out to Brock Bowers because he came home with one of the worst hairlines in all of sport.
Okay.
Looks like he's going with the bald look.
And as he should have.
Wow. He went full Walter respect. White.
Now he looks menacing. And he just had a historical rookie season
Brian
at the tight end position.
Menacing kind of look?
Yes. It's got some of that going here.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%. He's locked in, and I'm drafting him number one overall. There, I said it.
Are you really?
Wow.
I bet he will.
Wow, dude. It's like he was kind of a handsome guy who was losing his hair, and then he just bang, right? He was like, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now he's on the cover of Men's Health.
Now I'm
That's what I'm looking at right here.
Cover
it looks good. I think he probably
pulling a
could he use a beard
Luke on it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I wonder how the beard would look on him. Because he goes baby face. Hell of a jawline, no question.
Young guy, right, though?
Oh, he's very young.
Really young.
Yeah.
Four?
Yeah, very
Three?
Young.
He's young guy. Best tight end?
Best tight end.
Him, McBride? Definitely not Kelsey anymore.
That's what Pickens was. Or Pickens.
Pitts.
We thought this is what Pitts was going to be.
This is 22 Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was up there in Kansas City listening to the Chiefs folks, and they're really excited about
this, but
they're in denial about their lack of weapons. There's not a single Pro Bowl offensive skill player on that team anymore. I think they're not going to win another Super Bowl with Mahomes until they can rebuild. You got to find a running back. You got to find another, at least one really good wide receiver. And I'm a Pro Bowl wide receiver.
Rice came to my mind.
Rice. The question is health.
Eat Rice. Yeah.
Like, will they ever play together? I don't know.
As long as they saw it to the offensive line, I think they're going to be all right.
And that line's
does Rice have a suspension?
Not yet.
No. Not yet. Wow.
They're going to wait to the final.
Nothing official yet.
Yeah. And Addison got suspended 3 games. You got to think he's going to get a suspension at some point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they sometimes they like to wait till it's most inconvenient.
Well, it's
for
usually
you.
The usually the final cut. You'll get the waiver wire, and they'll say and they'll list all the suspensions is what they'll have, and that's probably when it'll happen.
Yeah.
When they have to do roster reductions.
Yeah.
That's when they generally make you do things.
Well, I want to wait so you're not gonna turn up injured, and then you're suspended while injured. You know, I'm gonna make sure you're healthy, and then I'm gonna sit you down. All right, we're coming back to Cross with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's Tee Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's Tee Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's Tee Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO. Men's Tee today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Lake Half Cooking. Thank you, Lucius. We'll be on the road here next couple of nights, and we're about to hand off the broadcast baton to the Fan After Dark. But yeah, on Friday, Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Cannot wait. Come join us. We'll be playing pickleball and waiting for Brian to take a fall.
I will.
He did last time. And
I will.
It's always great because, you know, the cold beers from Stella Artois are going to be flowing, and Pickler Universe is the best place to play pickleball. As Fan After Dark joins us now, Fred and Blake, gentlemen, how we doing?
Doing phenomenal. I haven't seen you four as a quartet in a while, all here in front of me. All y'all are wearing blue as well. I see the navy blue color theme going on.
It's black. A lot of
Cowboys. That's navy blue.
Oh, that's navy blue.
It's black.
Come on, bro.
No, black. Used to be.
It used to be black.
Black is literally the color of your hair right next to it, and they just aren't the same shade.
Hmm.
You guys going to talk about this Rangers disaster tonight?
We're going to try our best to tiptoe around it. You know, I'm trying to stay positive about the Rangers. And the last two walk-offs, shout out to Ketel Marte. The thing that stinks, and we'll get to it.
He looks like he has fun playing baseball.
He does. He's got some aura, as the kids say. Both of the guys that have been in closing situations, Maton and Kalum, have been great for the Rangers. So I'm not going to sit in the show and just trash them.
It's amazing. You could have gotten one at the deadline. It's amazing what happens when you don't get the one position you need. Which was a close. I mean, what were the two things we said we needed? Closer and a bat.
Yeah. They said starting pitching and bullpen?
I think the bat was too expensive.
You know what?
I think
Ray Davis has 3.6 billion reasons why it's not.
Well, I mean, trade capital, assets.
Assets. Right, I'm assets. Sorry. Not
cash flow. Look.
Yeah.
You got.
Come on.
You can't name three prospects. Look, right now.
Prospects.
Give me three prospects, not named Sebastian Walcott or Gavin Fien right now.
Teodo, Santos, Moore,
Freeman.
I feel like you're just naming names.
Smith, Jones, Johnson,
and Washington. Yeah. Hey,
Robinson.
I said this the other day on KNC.
Profar.
AJ Przinski said the thing about Dave Dombrowski is that when he sees somebody he needs, he goes out and gets them. All right. I mean, last I checked, is Dallas a small market city?
No.
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Are we the Royals? Are we Tampa Bay? Right?
No.
I mean,
much more like Philly.
Okay. Philly's got no problem going out and spending money when they need to. Philly had no problem giving up prospects for Duran. And I'll tell you what, how'd that work out? I said, again, think about it this way. The two teams you've gone up against that kind of, you know, you stack up against as far as playoff teams are concerned.
Sure.
Seattle, what'd they do? Went out and got pieces, all right? And guess what? You lost 3 out of 4. Philly got swept. What'd they do? Went out and got pieces, okay?
Not looking good against the Diamondbacks.
You needed a closer. If you think about it, and Dave Raymond
stop it,
hit
Fred.
The
okay,
nail.
Just stop it, all right?
Well, you don't like World Series?
What's that?
You don't like the 2023 World Series?
I mean, what
come
are
on,
we,
Fred.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
Fred,
is that,
what
is
the
that
hell,
the,
dude?
I thought Dallas.
What the hell are you doing?
I thought Dallas was about winning championships.
We are.
I mean.
Just stop it. It doesn't happen a lot, though, Fred.
If you want Astro fans to keep talking smack,
yeah.
I mean, you know, hey.
I've gotten used to it by now.
Now you crossed the damn line.
How the hell? Hey, how are they feeling in Houston right now, huh? They're leaking oil.
In first place.
Are they? Don't think
blue
so.
Blue and orange underwears are showing through a little too much.
They are. No, and look.
They are, aren't they?
No doubt. But here's the. But look, no one expected them. To be squad.
Nobody expected them. Are you kidding me? They were a sexy pick in the AL.
Oh, and the Rangers weren't?
Because of the pitching.
This is an 80.
No, the Rangers were. The Rangers offense has been absolutely vomit.
It's been they have.
Just disgust.
They
terrible.
Have.
Filth.
And that's what's frustrating Poochies. About this Ranger. Look, this Ranger team has 82 and 85 written all over it.
82 and 82?
82 and 80.
Yeah. Is the Adolis 10-day stint going to hopefully rejuvenize him as a hitter? And The ankle sprain, I'm putting air quotes because I didn't see him sprain his ankle at bat.
Watch the game.
He'll come back locked in.
Sprained his ego.
He was gimping.
But maybe that's what he needs. That's what I'm saying. Maybe he needs some time off because we've seen different batters.
He didn't have a passport. They couldn't get him into Canada.
Well, you're going to get your boy Evan Carter back, so hopefully that sparks.
It takes like 6 weeks to get them bad boys.
As disappointed as I was with the Rangers today, it was not as disappointed as I was in Kansas City barbecue over the weekend. I don't know what happened.
Where'd you go?
I heard it was amazing.
Where'd you go?
I Googled best barbecue in Kansas City, and
there
was a place down the road called...
Arthur Bryant's?
Jack Stacks.
Jack Stacks is good, not great. You should have. Okay. You should have. Look. First
sounds
of all,
like it was asked, my dude.
Look,
I was happy.
Did I not give you great directions to get there?
Care. You did.
Okay.
And so I should have asked you about the barbecue.
Should have reached down and said, Fred, let's go 2 for 2. Give me a barbecue place to go to, and I'd have told you go to Gates.
There was a place like 15
Gates?
Minutes
away. What'd you say?
Was it Arthur Gates. Bryan's or something?
Arthur Bryan's is old school. Okay. I'm not an Arthur Bryan's guy.
What do you don't like about Arthur Bryan's? I went one time, and I'm interested to see what you say.
It's been years. I just wasn't like, because again, it's every, oh, it's great. It's historical. Yeah. Da, da, da. I wasn't enamored with it.
The sauce bothered me.
What have you been enamored with?
What's that?
What?
What enamors you, Fred? Top
Gates.
Three.
Gates. Top five tonight. What is Fred enamored?
Actually, real quick. Have you guys seen, because this Yahoo doesn't get it, the Charlie Sheen documentary preview?
Yes.
Oh, I'm pumped for it.
I'm in.
Bro.
Tiger
you
blood?
Seen it?
So many drugs in that
winning.
Show.
Dude.
He was on one for about 6 months, wasn't he?
Yeah. Okay.
There's got to be
ready
content to watch it.
Top five documentaries you want to see.
Ooh, that's tonight?
That's tonight. Oh, by the way, haikus?
Haiku Hump
haikus?
Night. Haiku Hump Night.
Well, that's top five. Top haikus? Brisket Sandoz is one of the topics.
Love it.
Bring
it.
There's no chance you're getting to that.
What about
no chance.
Cincy Brisket. Soy no Boys? Chance. Is that one too?
No chance. Hey, Brian, we have a minute left. I did 8 hours of radio with them, Dawson, one weekend. Hey, Brian, we got a minute left. Yeah, I think the Cowboys are
your
doing
turn to talk.
Yeah.
Tell me something. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the pimp cop at Master Control. Thanks to Woolchuck and Shia following Brian brought us. Fan After Dark's coming up next. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, we'll be live at Jake's in Grand Prairie for the Fan Phenom.
You Phenom fan!
And then, of course, Pickler Universe on Friday. Cannot wait. Join us for the best pickleball in America. They're off 35 and Bush there at Pickler Universe, and we're back tomorrow here on the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.